It's the fourth Sunday of Advent. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. From Advent and Christmas with the Church Fathers, recently published by Tan Books. The flesh of Jesus Christ is holy flesh, God's own body. Two important implications arise from this. First, it sounds funny to say, but Christianity is a very materialistic religion, in that, taking on human matter, the Son of God redeems the world through this incarnation and all that he does in and with that body. Perhaps God could have arranged it otherwise, but it was by the sending of his Son into the human condition which redeems the universe. This is why Catholics, especially, take the created order very seriously, why we teach philosophy and not just scripture. For example, why we immerse ourselves into the political and economic spheres and don't distance ourselves too far from the world, why we have celebrations of feasting and an insistence on enjoying life deeply. For example, Gaudete Sunday, the Christmas Octave, and all the Sundays, feast days, and holy seasons that mark our Catholic calendar. Another implication of God's coming to earth is that Christianity cannot be understood simply as an otherworldly religion. Christ came not only to bring sinners into his own heavenly life, but also to give us the grace to live this life in this world as virtuously and as wisely and as joyfully as possible. In other words, Christianity is not just about getting into heaven. It is also working here and now to love neighbor by cooperating with God's grace and God's ways in forming a more just society and a more beautiful culture. That is why Christians must be on the front line of defending innocent human life, of proclaiming the integrity of the human person as body and soul, in understanding the role of the family and the meaning of sexuality and gender as God intends, and not as fads seek to dictate. You must also continue the corporal and spiritual works of mercy in your daily life. Among the most beautiful aspects of the Christian faith is the intersection of humanity and divinity. That is, we treat God basically how we treat one another, and how we treat one another is usually how we treat God. In Jesus Christ, God and neighbor have become one, and we must pray to have the eyes and heart to live that way as of this very moment. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. Evil always attracts a great deal of attention, whereas goodness operates in silence. The reason why evil creates such a stir is that it is the work of pride and ambition. It wants to be seen and to be applauded. Good work, however, is done for God. It does not seek the world's applause, but only the approval of God. When an enterprise sets out to look for publicity, there is reason to fear that it does not come from God, but is prompted by human motives. As a result, it will prove sterile. If we sincerely desire to please God, we shall work in silence. We shall not aim at our own worldly interests, but shall seek our own spiritual good and that of our fellow men. If it is God's will that our good work may shine also before men, let us remember that this is for the glory of God, and in order to give good example to our neighbor.
Yeah.